And now, James Gravel.
It's easy to love those who offer us love in return, isn't it? But is that all we are expected to do? On one occasion, Christ asked his disciples, "If you love those who love you, what credit is it to you? Even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is it to you? Even sinners do the same." Luke 6, verse 32 and 33. Christ's point, of course, was that it is simply not enough to love the lovable. Instead, as Christians, we must love the unlovable. After all, Christians are supposed to be the salt of the earth and a city set on a hill and the light of the world. Matthew 5, verses 13 through 16. If we will not love the unlovable, who will? Christ did not hesitate to love those whom the world deemed unlovable. He had no compunction about entering the house of Simon, a Pharisee, and a leper. He took time to speak to a Samaritan, and a woman at that. And he ate in the house of Zacchaeus, a despised tax collector. Every human being, regardless of his or her skin color, national origin, or station in life, has been created in the image and likeness of God, Genesis 1, verse 26. That one fact alone should elicit an unfeigned love on our part, because as John 3:16 states, God himself so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. One of the reasons that Christians should love every human being is because every person has a soul that will one day inhabit eternity. It is through our love that we can get across the gospel message to people to show them that they need to believe in Christ as God's Son, repent of their past sins, confess the name of Christ, and be baptized to have their sins washed away. As Peter told the Jews who murdered Christ, "Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins." Acts 2, verse 38. Are you a Christian? If not, we would like to help you become one. Please contact us and let us know how we can help you.